5 years ago, the United States and its allies were at war in Europe, in Kosovo, a province of Serbia. This past week, ethnic violence erupted again in that province. This time, ethnic Albanian gangs torched Serb homes and churches. At least 28 people have been killed. For an update, we've called the United Nations Special Representative and Administrator of the province, Harry Holkeri, in Pristina. Welcome to our program, Mr. Holkeri.
Thank you.
Tell us what the situation is now.
The situation at the moment is much, much better. It used to be 1 day ago or 48 hours ago. Security situation has improved and is under control of KFOR, which is the NATO-driven peacekeeping force, and the local police and the international police.
Can you give us a description of the kind of violence that the province has experienced?
What happened here this week was undoubtedly a serious setback. This was the most violent occasion since the bombings, which ended in 1999, and since the peacekeeping operation was established. I can say that maybe everything began spontaneously about some extremist forces then began to orchestrate the mobs, and the security organization lost control for 2 days.
Let me ask you this. I've read that the drownings of three Albanian youths by Serbs sparked the violence. Is that correct?
The investigations are going on. What really happened, it is too early for me to say anything precise.
And a NATO commander says that what happened after that with the mobs amounted to ethnic cleansing. Would you agree?
Perhaps those words are too strong. What has happened is the Albanians have attacked the Serb enclaves, but there are plenty of Kosovo Serbs who have not accepted to move away from their home areas. Unfortunately, a huge amount of damage has been done, and many Serbian homes have been destroyed, and included a couple of Serbian or Orthodox churches have been burned.
There are many international peacekeepers there now, in the thousands. How long will they have to remain in Kosovo?
I guess that the peacekeeping forces here are going to stay for a longer period of time than my mission. Unfortunately, the situation, I can't see any opportunity to take the peacekeepers away from this area.
Harry Holkeri is the United Nations Special Representative and Administrator of the province of Kosovo. Thanks very much for speaking with us, sir.